I'm going to record that. I know it's so many things. Right here, and then I'll have it open and it will be amazing. Oh, so chatting with Kimberly. Oops.
So do you like, can you see comments and stuff if they come in or anything like that? Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. And public. And yeah. Yeah, I can. I mean, I'm trying to. They've got like, you know, I need 17 computer screens.
Right, there's screens lined up.
Right. I know it's ridiculous. So got all sorts of stuff streaming in just a minute.
That's all right. I think it's really
you
cool.
You can always go over to my page. Here we go. We're about to be live on Facebook, but we're already recording. You could actually hop on over there if you want. I don't know if you have a couple screens or computers, and you could be up there too and see.
Cool. Let's see here. Yeah. I love it.
Waiting for a video signal. So I don't know what that's about. Should be popping on really quick, but we'll get started. I will just, so
yes,
welcome.
Let's get started. Thank you.
Welcome, Kimberly, to my Stronger Than You Think podcast. So excited to have you here. This has been, I mean, I'm glad that you're feeling good enough. I got that message from you this morning and I was like, oh no, please, please do not be sick. I was so worried for you.
No. I think I am finally on the mend from the kidney stones, at least for now, anyways.
Gosh, I'm so glad. That makes me happy for you. I was worried about that. I just thought, my gosh, you poor thing. This has been a tough go. We've been talking on and off for what, a month? A little over a month, I think.
I was about to say it may be a little over a month. I was thinking a couple months, but
I think it's just about a month. Yeah, because I heard about you through a co-working session, which I'd never even done before. A friend, Trish, invited me. I don't know if you know Trish.
I don't think so.
She's awesome. But Cass was in there.
I love her.
And she started talking about something. And I said, I was thinking about hiring somebody, which I've never done before. It's always been like solopreneur kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And so I was like, well, I will wait, you know, whatever. And she's like, oh, I've got this friend and this is what she does. And I was like, what? Stay at home moms. Are you kidding me? That sounds fantastic. And so, yeah, so that was actually how we connected. I didn't even really like let you introduce yourself. I'm so sorry.
You're totally fine.
Introduce like what you do. Why you started it. I'm so excited. Like I have so many ideas in my head, like how to get you in front of everybody I know, because I love so much what you're doing. So why don't you explain that? And then we'll keep chatting.
Yeah, absolutely. So my name's Kimberly O'Neill and I'm the founder and CEO of Modern Day Stay at Home Mom. So I have got two little boys. One is 4 and the other one is 15 months old. So I am on the go constantly. But what made me start this whole idea behind my business is honestly the story of my postpartum depression that I went through. And I get this story out here because I feel like postpartum depression is one of those things where it's not talked about. We, especially us women, like we're like, oh gosh, like I don't want to talk about this. People are going to think that I'm crazy, or people are just going to, I'm supposed to be happy. I just had a baby, like, you know, and it is just such a real thing. And it's so many women go through it. And so, when I had my first child, Brayden, I had postpartum depression so bad. I just remember feeling like I was in this deep, dark hole that I was never going to get out of. And through that journey, what I had found was if I was doing little tasks throughout the day, it just helped me tremendously. At the time I was doing MLM network marketing type stuff, selling products and things. Don't worry, that's not on my platform. We're good there. But, I was doing that sort of thing. And I found what I loved about it was like, hey, you know, I'm getting to connect with other humans, you know, and I'm also earning a little extra money. And so it was amazing. And I loved it and I loved what I was doing. And then fast forward, I had my other son, Gavin, and I started feeling that postpartum depression kicking in. And at that time I had gotten out of network marketing. I just wasn't into it anymore. And so, I was like, I told my husband, I was like, there's gotta be a better way. You know, they're like, there's gotta be things that moms can do from home. My husband was working. I quit my job. So I was a cybersecurity and networking engineer for military for 6 years. And so I quit my job and I become a stay-at-home mom. I was there for about, 6 years. And so that of course created financial strain on my husband. And I was like, okay, you know what? We're going to launch a business, babe. That's what I told him. And he said, okay, you know, and he's like, I believe in you. And so anyway, I launched the idea in just a local Facebook group page. And it blew
when
up.
Was that? When was that?
That was last year. So it's been about a year.
That's it?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah. It's been, about maybe a little like a year and 2 or 3 months, but right at a year.
Yeah.
And it blew up. Like we had, over 600 comments, you know, moms were like, oh my gosh, we need this, please. Like there's so many scams out here. Like we need this. And I said, okay, I'm going to do it. And so, so now what we are doing is I have created a platform where our stay-at-home mom community can go and apply for jobs. And all of these jobs are pre-vetted by me. So we make sure that, hey, you know you're getting a stay-at-home mom. There's no question about it. There needs to be this flexibility. You know, there's going to be noise in the background. Like, you know, all of these things. And once, you know, obviously they've got to be okay with that. And we have them come onto our platform and they can post, I post the job and then our moms can go and apply. And what's amazing is I've now gotten to a point where it is free for our moms to be able to join our platform. And, it's amazing. We've gotten about 5 moms hired so far. We've been all over Knoxville News. We got to be on Merritt Street Media with producers of Dr. Phil and Steve Harvey. And so that was a really cool moment. And so like, we're doing incredible things, you know, we're slowly getting there, but we're doing good though, really. I mean,
so you created a movement. You didn't,
yeah.
I don't want to say just, but I'm going to. You didn't just start a business. You created a movement.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's amazing.
The amount of moms that, you know, message me and say, you know, hey, like, you don't know how bad I need this. Like, you don't know how bad we're struggling to make ends meet. Or maybe it's on the other end of the spectrum of like, I literally just want some money to be able to go on vacation with my kids. And, you know, yeah, we're doing okay, but like, we don't get to go do anything. And it's just incredible to be a part of something like this that really can be so powerful. And it's so huge for businesses because, I mean, businesses need talent and they need affordable talent. And it's kind of a no-brainer to me, you know. What, you know, our moms, they're here. They've got so many skill sets and here they are, you know, like hire them.
Yes, I love this so much. So much of your story totally resonated with me. I love that. Like so much of it. So I want to talk to you a little bit about it. First, you were saying that it made you feel so good to be able to have little tasks to do. I'm looking at my notes over here. I want to make sure I get it right. That you had these little tasks that you wanted to do and it made you feel good. And I like to say that I liked to be a human because I'm a massage therapist as well. And I was a stay-at-home mom. And so occasionally I would get to do massage. So I would feel like a human. And I
Yes.
would feel like I get to do things. I mean, and I loved my children. I absolutely loved being a mom,
Absolutely.
and I loved all of that. But it's nice to feel like a human and use your brain. And holy cow, you did cybersecurity for the military.
Yes,
That's
yes.
a big change. That
Yeah.
is a big change. So it's not something you could probably use with your brand new babies. You know, like I could at least use massage with my babies. I could use touch and understand those things, but cybersecurity, I have a feeling like that's not really something that
No,
you're
but
able to do. And so that's a drastic thing.
yeah, thank God I'm out of
That's
it
really
though.
drastic. Yeah. Well, I'm sure. I feel like our video is being like we're having weird stuff. Oh, you know what I think it is? Hold on 1 second. We got real life happening. No, I think it's the bandwidth, bud. Yeah, we have one home not feeling well today, and he is on the computer, and I think it's messing with some stuff, which is fine. I mean, it's real life, right?
Right, it
That's how it
happens.
works. That's how it works. And postpartum depression, though, like for your energy, you that had to have been, you're so perky and bubbly and happy all of the time. So that must have just been, I mean, postpartum depression is not fun anyways, but when you're so bubbly.
Oh, yeah, it was a really hard concept to grasp. Like what is going on with me? This is not who I am. Like, you know, what is happening? I mean, it's like we feel like at least 90% of the time we're in control of our mind and our body and all of these things. And like I felt like during that time, like there was nothing I could do. I mean, my mind would constantly be racing. I wasn't hardly sleeping. Like it was the worst thing that I have ever experienced in my life. And you know, anybody else who goes through depression, I have such high respect for. You know, it's a journey that is really scary. And thankfully, I had a good support system, but I know not everybody has that, and it can be really, really tough.
Yeah, absolutely. I thank you so much for sharing that. That is a hard, it's just hard to share hard experiences,
It is,
obviously.
but it's real, and it's something that so many women go through. And you know, if I can be the person to step up and say, yeah, here's my story. Yeah, I've had a brand new baby, and yes, I was not happy. I mean, it felt like my world was falling apart. That doesn't mean I didn't love my child
Oh, of
or anything like
course.
that, but like there's such this like, oh gosh, you just had a baby. Like you're supposed to be so happy right now. Like, what is wrong, you know? And it is not always like that. You know, it's hard. You're adapting to new changes, new lifestyle, new everything. And it's just not that easy.
Right. And I think it's interesting. I don't know, interesting, frustrating that that gets put on mamas, you know, that they just, you're supposed to just be magically happy and everything's supposed to be wonderful. And so I am grateful that out of your horrible experience, you were able to create something so beautiful, such an incredible movement. I mean, you've got more than 4,000 members, 4,000 women, stay-at-home moms in your group that you were. Even just by having that group available and helping them to know that they have value is huge. I heard you speak. I was, you know, sleuthing as one does, learning more about you. And you were talking about how you were talking about, what did you call it? The something gap,
Oh, resume gap.
the
Yeah.
resume gap. Yes. I hadn't even thought of that. And I thought,
Yes.
how brilliant that you are fighting that. Do you want to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah. I'm super excited about this one. Because I've always wanted a change for our stay-at-home mom community. And yes, I'm working, you know, towards that, but like I'm talking, I want a change, you know, and
Yeah.
so Senator Massey has agreed to sit down with me and in the fall, and we're going to hopefully get a bill passed, at least in the state of Tennessee, that we're no longer discriminating against a resume gap, that these women at home are keeping their skills up. They're doing the things all day long. And that just needs to change. I have so many moms that come to me and say, well, I had an interview today with an employer, but they turned me down because I had a 5-year resume gap. And it's like, what? Like, that just blows my mind. And I'm like, no, we're gonna stop this. And so I'm super happy about that. We've got a couple other bills I want to tackle too eventually, but we're gonna start with this one and see how we do. So I'm super excited.
You're just a movement maker. I love it so much. It is so cool. When I heard you talking about that though, I had never heard it put so succinctly, and I love that you're doing that. So do you want to walk through the process of your business and how it works and what it looks like? I mean, I know because you and I have been working together and we're getting there, aren't we?
Yeah, we are.
Do you want to kind of walk through that a little bit for our listeners so that, if they're a stay-at-home mom or if they are a business looking to hire someone, with flexibility, they'd be like, oh my gosh, I got to get in touch with Kimberly.
Yeah. So we'll tackle the stay-at-home mom side first. So like I said, it's completely free. It's modern day SAHM.com is our website. And you can go there and create an account for free. The moms can. And what you'll see when you get in there is not only my story and kind of what we've talked about here, but you'll also see all of the news media articles that we've been on. So you can go and check those out. And we also have coupons for our mamas, and Texas Roadhouse has partnered with us. And so they're providing like 10% off of family meals or a free kids meal and a free appetizer. And so those are on there as well for free. You just have to click the link to email me and I will get them sent over to you. We have more things coming, like the YMCA. We're working with them on getting discounted memberships, because I'm just a firm believer in taking care of your not only mental health, but like physical health. Like, it just helps us tremendously. And they have a daycare where you can like take your child, and or if you just want to go sit in their hot tub for a minute, like they've got you taken care of. And so we're currently working with them and a few others. And then another great thing you'll find on there is a free resume template. So there was a lady that I've been working with, her name's Stephanie Giles. She's an expert in helping to build resumes. And she provided us with a free resume template. And there's also a webinar that goes with it that I did with her a while back. And she kind of walks through it and like how to fill it out. So really cool stuff on there. And our Facebook group is mentioned in there. If there's a new job available, the moms we're working on getting emails sent out, each time that happens to the specific, members, but I also do post it in our Facebook group as well, just to get more, more people to look at that. So it's really fun. I've got really big dreams and ideas for my website. This is actually a newer one we just launched probably a few months ago, but we're kind of working on something that's going to be bigger and better. I'm hoping to have done very soon. It's
and
money.
Sorry to interrupt. Is this for all stay-at-home moms or just moms in Tennessee?
All stay-at-home moms. So we have stay-at-home moms as far as California, and as low as Texas. I mean, we've got them everywhere, which is super,
cool.
Super exciting. So yes. Yeah. You can sign up, there for free. And, as for like the business side of things, so what happens there is a contact form on my website that you can go to and, submit your contact information and kind of tell me a little bit about what you're looking to do. And then we can set up an email to, or set up a call to chat, about it and see if like, this is a good fit for your business. But what that looks like is there is a fee, of course, to post the business or post the job to our platform. And that's just strictly because, you know, I do firmly believe that we are different when it comes to LinkedIn and ZipRecruiter and Indeed. Like, businesses will post their jobs there and pay outrageous rates and have over 500 applicants that don't even fit what they need. And so, whereas us, we're obviously not as expensive as them. And I can, of course, discuss numbers if we need to, but it's kind of different for everybody. Like, you know, I want to just build trust and connections right now and get some of these moms jobs. So I'm willing to work with any business that wants to hop on board. And so we get that job posted for you. And I'm working on, everything's still kind of new here, you know, but we're working on, you know, how long we need for a turnaround rate, you know, to get somebody hired. And then, once we get that job posted, I can do the initial screening and interviewing for you guys. So like, it's not, you know, so tedious on the business. 'Cause I know that everybody's busy. Like, we had Bear Financials Solution here in Tennessee. They hired one of our moms and she was like, I literally do not have time to sit here and do the interviewing process. You just ask them these basic questions and send them to me. And so I take care of that and doing that for businesses, and we find you the right match. And just like Sarah here has been wanting to hire a mom. And so we're working on finding her a good match and just making sure that it's a good fit. 'Cause I don't want businesses to ever get bombarded with, you know, ridiculous amounts of applications and it doesn't even apply to them. They don't fit the skill sets or whatever the case may be. So once they're hired on, we, of course, charge a placement fee for you getting such a talented individual. And yeah, that's kind of how that process works, but super affordable for businesses and, of course, free to moms. So we're super duper excited.
It makes my heart so happy that you're doing this. I told you I was a stay-at-home mom. We have 6 kids. And so I was able to work, you know, throw a massage in here and there, and then slowly grow my business as my kids moved out or got older. Or they were at school and didn't need quite so much. And so I very much see the importance of just the skill and the amazing things that women and stay-at-home moms have to offer. I mean, they're giving up a lot to stay home with their babies, and many of them are very happy to do that. And also they have these skills that they could use that could help others, that they could bring in, you know, they could keep those skills going. I mean, I have friends who have worked on airplanes, like women who have stayed homes, who have been the engineers. I mean, like what you did, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
There are so many women who just have so much to offer. And if there are people who realize that they're there, they have these skills, they have what these businesses are looking for. And I love that you're bridging that gap.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you very much. It's a huge, huge passion of mine. I absolutely love what I'm doing. I feel that I was called to do this, and I just don't ever see myself stopping. I want to get it to a point where we're really seeing a change, and, you know, in a lot of businesses I know, 'cause I've been in several, I've worked a lot with like the Knoxville Chamber and, you know, there's a lot of businesses right now that are like, man, we need talent. Like, this is our biggest problem right now is, you know, we need a lot of talent because, you know, they're kind of looking at the newer generation that doesn't really want to work much or, expects to come in and just have things handed to them. And, you know, I'm like, why are we not looking at the stay-at-home mom community that, you know, is here and has had very successful careers, and there's an opportunity here. And so, you know, some of the questions businesses ask me, well, how do you not know they're going to be distracted during the day? And like, how do you, you know, how are they going to get their tasks done? And it, I mean, and that's the thing, like when you bring on a mom, you do know that they're a mom at the end of the day, that they're a mom. But I will tell you one thing. A mom gets stuff done, you know, regardless yes. of like, yeah, there might be a distraction or two, but we get it done, you know? And I think that's something that I always try to highlight to a business is that if they knew what we do in a day and the plans we make and the dinners we cook and the just, we're literally chief operation officers here around the house. Like we do the thing all day and make sure everybody's taken care of, all tasks are complete. And it's just, we're just so, I guess, overlooked, and it's sad, but we're going to change that.
Absolutely. And isn't it, I don't want to say it this way, but I'm going to anyways. I love that you said that they're overlooked, which is annoying because you don't want them to be overlooked. But I was thinking that same thing. There's this demographic of humans, these stay-at-home moms that are, unfortunately, they can become kind of invisible and Absolutely. Overlooked and lonely and isolated. I think it's a big part of postpartum depression is you, I mean, air quotes here, you used to have a life and now you do with lots of purpose for a tiny human. And so to be able to connect these women to businesses, to connect these women together as women. I saw this commercial one time. It was probably my favorite commercial ever. It started off, I was irritated, and then it got better. So I want to explain it to you because I feel like this is what you're doing. Ignore the annoying part at the beginning. You have to listen to it so you can get there. But it was kind of a group of women who were breastfeeding and they were like in a little group. And then there was a group of women who were bottle feeding and they were in a little group and they were kind of looking at each other with this like face of, well, you're not and you're not, you know? And then this stroller started rolling down a hill and they all got up and just ran together to save this baby. Like right. all of a sudden, all of the other whatever's they thought was supposed to happen didn't matter. They were just together to save this baby. And I think that that is what women need. I think that's what they want. I think we all as women just want this connection. And we're willing to give up all of it to stay at home with our babies. We're willing to give up so much, and yet we still desire that. And so connecting them through work, connecting them through saying, hey, we actually still totally value you, is just so huge and so beautiful. And
yeah.
it needed to be done. And it needed to be done by somebody who understands, who's been there in the yuck and come back up.
Exactly. And, you know, I mean, in our world today, there is a huge mental crisis going on. And, you know, and then we had COVID hit and, you know, we had all these things happen. And it's, you know, it's just like, why are we not giving these women the attention that they need? The ones that are raising our next generation, you know, they're just completely forgotten and they're completely overlooked. And it's like, they're raising the people that are going to be here. Mm-hmm. And we need to help these moms and we need to keep their skills sharp and we need to help them through this mental phase that they're in. And lift them up so that their children see, hey, wow, look at this. Look at what my mom is doing. Look at her. You know, I believe that was one of the most powerful things somebody ever said to me. I was struggling a lot with mom guilt. You know, here I was running this business. I had a new baby and then I had my other son who was adjusting to all of it. And you know, I was just experiencing like crap. Like I'm not getting to spend as much time with my kids. And somebody told me, they said, your kids see what you're doing. They're not sitting there thinking about, oh my goodness, my mom's not spending any time with me. No, I don't think my 4-year-old has ever once said that to me. If you look at him and say, what does your mom do? He'll say, she helps other mommies. And to me, like, that is so huge. And he knows that my mom is out here helping other people. And he knows that, we're trying to make a change. And if you're a mom that's even just wanting a job to help for financial stability, to me, it's like your child's going to remember my mom went out there and she was still at home with me, but she was able to work. And like, we were able to go on vacation and we were able to create these memories and like it. And so that's why I think it's just such a huge thing that companies especially need to get past, this whole, oh, they can't do it. They're too distracted. They can't do it. And because that's just not the case. I believe they're some of the hardest working people that they will find.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Did your I'm curious because I'm thinking about like my growing up. Was your mom a stay-at-home mom?
She wasn't,
Oh,
no.
she wasn't.
No.
Okay.
Unfortunately, I mean, back in my mom is 62. She'll kill me for saying that. But my mom's 62. But like back, when she was younger, that just wasn't a thing. You just didn't like get to stay at home with the kids, like you would really want to. And if you did, you definitely weren't going to have a job because stay-at-home moms were kind of like, I don't want to say frowned upon, but they were just kind of like, they're in their area. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they just, there's no way they can do a job. Like, and so, no, unfortunately, my mom was not able to be at home with me. But, until you asked me, I've actually never even thought about that because I didn't ever look at her as like she wasn't with me. My mom was out here busting her hind end, going to work every single day. And yeah, I had to go to daycare or, once my sister got older, we just stayed home together. But we, she was working and providing. And I think it's kind of cool in our modern world. That's why it is called modern day stay-at-home mom, is that if we could give the best of both worlds to our kids where we can homeschool them and be at home with them and also provide financially, why not?
I love that you said that you did never really even think about that because of you still felt loved by her and you got what you needed. That's so cool. So when I grew up, so my mom's in her 70s and she was a stay-at-home mom and also she made retainers. So she worked from home. Retainers like, the kind that had the wire and then like the pink stuff. My mom, I can smell it. She'd give us like the leftover stuff and we'd play with it till it got really hard. It sounds probably
That's
super gross and
hilarious.
weird. But like I remember that. And she always had some sort of odd job. And so she was working from home and also a stay-at-home mom. And it's cool when you mentioned that the kids aren't gonna notice and feel neglected. My kids, I've heard them pray for me and my business and tell me how proud they are of me and say, oh, well, you can help this person. That's what you do. And so I love being able to hear that because I had the mom guilt too. I think that's part of what happens when you have a baby. You get like endowed with guilt.
Yeah,
You get
you
this
do
mom guilt, right? And
constantly.
oh, yeah, I got it. But it's cool to be able to hear and see that they don't feel like they're ripped off. They're grateful to see that and they're able to learn. Like I was able to learn. My dad has had his own business. He was an entrepreneur. My mom was doing different things. And so it was cool for me to be able to see both of those growing up. And it's cool that it kind of almost, I mean, it doesn't really matter. Like you grew up, your mom was going to work and you still got what you needed. My mom was at home. I got what I needed. And now you've founded this incredible thing where women can choose to stay at home and homeschool and work from home if they need or want to, that they have that option.
Absolutely. And I really do think like that's just the beauty of it all. And the reason the whole website's in purple and why I wear purple a lot is because purple, it represents like empowerment. And that's what we want to
And
do.
royalty,
And
just so you know, if
royalty.
you didn't know that one.
Yes.
Yeah, empowering
Yes.
royalty, it's amazing.
Yes, and like that's what we need in the stay-at-home mom community. And yeah, businesses that need work. I mean, we have so many different talents to offer. Like, I'm telling you, we've just about
What's
got.
one that you've been surprised about?
Huh?
What is a skill that you have found in your stay-at-home moms that you've been like, holy cow?
There have been, oh my, there was like one that I was, it was like a wind architect. I don't even know. I've never even heard of it, but I was like, what? There's a, just like wild, like, very successful careers, and engineers and, gosh, and RNs, LPNs. But there have been some that, yeah, like a wind, I don't know what exactly it was. I've never even heard of it in my life, but it was just something so bizarre. I was like, what do you do? Go out there and, do something with the wind. I don't know. But she was like, yeah, I love doing this. And so there's just, and web developers, you and I have discussed about that too. And then we do have some of our moms who maybe just, they didn't get a higher education, which is totally fine. But they're super good at like just the general admin work, that needs to be done. If that's replying to emails or that's, creating little marketing campaigns or, whatever the case may be, like we have, and we've had a lot of teachers and like, so I don't know if there's people who need help creating curriculums and things like that. Like, I don't know. We've got it. I mean, we've just got just a huge amount of talent.
That's so awesome. I love it. I love that it's across the board and there's, I mean, need anything from admin to wind
Yeah,
stuff.
to wind.
You got it. I mean, like that. I don't know if it gets broader. That's like everything.
See, it was so funny. So, do you know Mike Witcher? He used to be on WBR for East Tennessee Weather. He went and created his own business, and he was looking to hire a mom as well, to help him and like just help with, because he opened his own. I think it's like East Tennessee Weather now. But I mean, just, I don't know. I say that, I guess, to say like there's been some really cool people, just like hop on board or showed interest in this. Like, even we had, the CFO of Airbnb reach out, and he loved the idea, he loved the concept, and I'm still nudging him. But I mean, it's like I know even like people like Airbnb see how valuable that this could be, and to our moms and to businesses, very like Airbnb, holy crap, like that's a very successful business. And they're like, they're even thinking, oh, let's look at the stay-at-home mom community. So I don't know, no matter how big or how small, I think it can definitely just work out. It's just adapting to this different style,
Yeah, that's so cool. So the name of my podcast is Stronger Than You Think, and I feel like you have dropped nuggets all over the place of how you were stronger than you thought. But I'm curious, are you able to see that you what you created is, I mean, it feels like it's growing massive. I mean, you're having people reach out to you, Airbnb for crying out loud. Like, are you shocked at this, at how?
I will say in the beginning, I was like, I've struggled with confidence my whole life. It has been something that has been a nonstop, I'm constantly working at this, but I will say one thing. I think when I know when I launched my business and I saw a need and I started getting a lot of traction, and we started getting a lot of stories, I was like, holy crap, I can do this. If you'd have told me 5 years ago I was going to start my own business, I probably would have laughed in your face and said, there is no way I can do that. Like, I literally have no idea how to do it. Like, and I, there's just no way. But yeah, so yeah, I've become stronger than I thought I would become. I mean, I've become very confident. My husband, we've been married almost 10 years, and He's like, he told me, he said, "Kimberly, I have seen you grown so much since you started this business." He's watched me up on stage various times giving my pitches and getting the word out there. And he said, "When you're up on that stage," he's like, "I'm just sitting there thinking, man, she's got this, you know?" And he's like, "I've just seen such a huge, huge change in you." And that's incredible to hear, especially from people that, you know, you love. And even my mom and my dad and my sister have all said the same thing. It's just, I don't know, I've bloomed into a more confident individual. And I'm just super excited to honestly see where this takes me and where it takes moms and businesses.
It's just so cool that you're doing this. And I am actually really shocked that you said that you've struggled with confidence, because in the videos that I've seen of you, I mean, you're always on, and maybe it's because you're so passionate about what you're doing that you're like, whatever. I heard recently in a book, I heard it in a book because I listen to books while I walk. you're like, that
That's
sounds
me. I
weird.
don't like to read. I like to just
I
listen.
just put it in my ear. I'm gonna multitask, right? We're moms. We don't just do one thing at a time. But I heard that courage and confidence are different. Courage doesn't feel good. And so you were courageous in doing these things and getting up and feeling like, oh shoot, you know, I feel guilty or whatever. And then because you were courageous and it didn't feel good, now you're gaining the benefit, and now you're getting confident in these things. And I think that we think we have to be confident first, which isn't how it works. We become confident from doing the thing. And I love that people are telling you, especially that your husband sees you and sits back and he's so proud of you up there. That's got to just feel so good.
He is a huge supporter, and that is something I would love to highlight too, is he works on the back end. So he helps with the development and the website. And he has a heart for these stay-at-home moms. Like, you know, he was a stay-at-home dad with me for a little while, and bless his heart, he got shingles. He said, "Honey, I don't know how you do it every single day." He is just so respectful and really believes in what I'm doing. And he's just an amazing husband. And I don't just say that because he's mine, but, you know, I feel like nowadays, like, it's so hard to find such an incredible man that actually supports her wife and the mother of their kids. And he is just all around. I mean, just constantly picking me up and telling me, "You've got what," the times I want to quit and throw in the towel and be like, "I can't do this." He's like, "No, you're not doing that. Like, it's going to be okay." And so, yeah, he's been a huge support in this too. I mean, I couldn't do it without him.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, shout out to all the amazing husbands who are supporting their wives in the background. My husband helps me is working on tech stuff, and same thing, he sees different processes that he's like, you know, you don't have to do all of those things. You could just do this and tweak it. And I'm like, oh, okay, that's helpful. Yeah.
They are.
Yeah, they are. Well, this has been rad. I absolutely love what you're doing. I love that we're going to continue to work together, because you're
I'm
finding me
super
some stay-at-home
excited.
mamas, and I'm excited to get the word out to the women that I know who are stay-at-home moms who have so much to offer, so that there isn't that dumb resume gap anymore, because for crying out loud. And I'm excited to see all the things that you're doing.
Me too. And this may sound silly to some people, and that's fine if it does, but in my heart, like, I just know that this is going to be a big thing, and I know that it's going to carry on. It's just a thing for me. Like, I cannot set it down, and I won't, you know, until we, you know, see a huge change across this. You know, I'm constantly like, you know, so some of my moms are like, "I wonder what she's, you know, doing behind the scenes." And I mean, I'm constantly just going to events and reaching out to people and you know, getting up on stage and part of the Knoxville Entrepreneur Center here, and, you know, constantly in programs trying to just get the word out here. Because if we can get it out and we can start speaking with especially companies and things like that, you know, like Covenant Health is another big one I'm working on. And if we can just get in front of them and continue to warm them up to this idea of like, okay, maybe it's not that bad. You know, maybe we can hire a mom that can work from home and get what we need done in a day, you know? And so I am really, really, really excited just to watch this continue to grow. And I don't know, I hope to be able to help every mom here we've got in the US. I mean, I don't know. I've got crazy big dreams, but
why not though? Why not dream like
why
that?
Why not? I mean, you only got one life. Why not?
Right. Dream big. Help everybody that you can. I love it.
Yeah, I do too. I absolutely love it. And to be 28 years old, I am super proud and just can't wait to see how it goes. And I don't know. I'm just so excited. It just gets me pumped up just talking about it. You know, it's a wonderful thing. And I will say this, anybody who's got questions or, you know, concerns, or if your mom, reach out. I can drop my contact info in the Facebook Live, but it is moderndaysahm@gmail.com. And just reach out, you know, and we'll set up a time to talk, or, you know, whatever the case may be. If you find me on Facebook, that's fine too. I love talking to my moms. We talk all the time. So it's super fun.
That's awesome. It's funny, as we've been talking, I've been thinking of it from a business standpoint, like how can I hire people? But I'm now also thinking of so many friends I have that are stay-at-home moms that could use something like this, that could, you know, sign up and see the different job opportunities that come through in such a beautiful way that people are already saying yes to a stay-at-home mom instead of feeling like, well, I could apply for this, but they're going to see all of these things. Like, you've already taken that part out as you're reaching out to these companies and these people. They already know I'm getting a stay-at-home mom. And so you've like broken so many barriers already for them. So can I just thank you on behalf of the stay-at-home mamas that you're blazing this way? There's so many more opportunities of work from home and all of these things. And you're saying, I see this connection that I don't know why it hasn't been made yet. And you're just forging your way through in your cute little 28-year-old frame that is like got this sweetest little accent, and you're going through and you're like, I'm forging my way, ladies, here I come. I love it.
Yes. Yeah, no, you don't have to thank me. I mean, gosh, thank you for your help. And, but you're totally welcome. Like, I love what I do. And, yeah, I mean, we're going to keep going. I've just got so many conversations, you know, happening. It blows my mind, you know, the amount of like two successful individuals that I meet, and they're like, oh my gosh, you know, you're really on to something here. Like, you know, because there are other platforms out there, but they're not like mine. But, you know, there's other ones out there that unfortunately they take a percentage of the mom's paycheck, and it's just like, no, you know, like they need all the money that they can get. And I don't know, I'm not out here to make a ton of money. I mean, I would be lying if I said, yeah, I do want financial freedom for my family one day, but, taken from my mom's is not something that I ever, you know, want to do. And I just think that they need it, you know, they need it and they need help and resources, and stay tuned because it's coming. We're working on trying to get certifications in on my platform as well too, that are free to moms, so they can start working towards things like that, that make them even more valuable to a company. And so I'm just full of surprises. We've really just got a lot of things coming down the pipeline, and I can't wait. I'm waiting on people to move, you know, and I think that's the most frustrating part, because I feel like as a mom, I could have it done already.
Right.
But, you know, like we're getting there.
I'd already been done.
We'd already been done by now.
I love it. That's so true. Cracks me up.
Yeah.
Thank you, Kimberly, for taking this time with me today. This has been awesome, and I'm excited to chat again.
Oh,
This will be fun.
thank you for having me.
We're gonna keep following up and finding out all the cool stuff you're doing. Be awesome.
Yes, stay tuned.
Right? It'll be amazing. All right. Well, I always end with remember I'm walking with you. And I think you and I are both walking with all these stay-at-home moms, aren't we? Because they're stronger than they think. So
Absolutely.
thank you for coming and have an awesome day.
Thanks, you too.
Okay. See ya.
See ya.